Hilfe, wir müssen doch gar nicht so. Hm?
Also, ist alles was. Hey, hey. It's 2022.
Hey. Stop clapping, stop clapping.
I mean, we already have one. We really had clap on the last episode.
It was.
Yeah, but let the people.
I mean, ideally, this is not the first episode in 2022, but it's also the first episode because, like, the first that first of all, let's just say it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. Either way,
I had the perfect intro. This guy just ruined it.
Okay, like, you go for it, then you do it.
Let me do the intro, bro.
Sure, sure.
A moment of silence first.
For who? Who died?
For the intro. I need to step into it because Mirko already ruined it.
Sorry, my fault.
So the people can get you ready to...
Let me get my deep voice ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Pekins.
Season 2.
Can you stop the clapping, please? Like, that would help a lot if you guys stop clapping.
Okay.
We got to clap, bro. We're happy. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us once again on our foolery this week. If you're joining us for the first time, we'd like to extend you a warm welcome. Welcome to Season 2 of Rants and Pekins.
On Apple Podcast, this season 2. That's the only place in season 2, bro.
Listen. It's okay, man.
Okay, season 2022. Is that what we're thinking
season
of?
Season 2022. Is that how you want it?
All right, that's better, I think.
That means instead of on season 1 in
2021.
Season 2021. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. It's 2022. How are you guys feeling? You know, it's
kind of nice.
It's a couple of days in.
What's your initial
thoughts? Like, how's the year going? How's your new year?
I was just going to say personally that this is the first episode and also not the first episode. No, you guys understand what I mean.
It is the first
because we recorded and we said Happy New Year's.
Can you not?
But no, we technically had gotten that one over with last year.
Oh my god, is there a point of doing that right now?
I'm just saying that this is the actual first episode, so let's acknowledge that this is the first of this year. So the last one was a Happy New Year's episode.
See, this is why we need video, because you guys didn't see my face. So come June, you guys probably seen this video. So my plan is by June we'll be a video podcast on YouTube. So ooh. June, expect us to be
say a New Year's resolution YouTube.
It's part of it.
Okay.
I started, when you say New Year's resolution, you mean that I started during the year, but I've had this plan since October. It's just like, when do I implement it? I think June is a good time to implement it.
He took a shower in October and just came.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I hope our viewer understood that joke. I hope you're keeping up with the
inside
episode,
jokes.
You know,
inside
saying?
Jokes.
We're gonna keep building on the jokes eventually. So better keep listening and.
But but be nice. You know, this 2022 has been weird to say the least per se. It's like we had Christmas together. I mean, not really together.
Yeah, Christmas Eve together. You mean?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, and then that we split different ways.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Christmas Eve, remember? We wore the red shirts and shit, like the hats and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. We had Christmas Eve together, and then a week later, everyone got hit by some kind of sickness of some sort. Everyone was just splitting different ways.
Winter hits us, bro.
We all got hit, separated, so we just, like, we didn't even meet or talk for some time. For many days, it just went by. Like, are we still a group? Sometimes it's just
you can tell that we planned well because those episodes were recorded early enough. That's
I know, we're lucky. Usually we're not that lucky because this sickness caught everyone at the same time, and we all just like Bestin was probably the shortest. I think you were out
a weekend.
Bestin was like, yo guys, I'm sick too. He's like, 2 days after, I'm like, yo, Bess, how you feeling?
I'm a practice.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yo, can you not? Like,
I was so fucking
context,
confused.
Nigga. I don't want to be caught.
Bro.
You were fine.
No. Mine was like, okay, well, the time I told you it was Saturday and then I went to practice on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I was.
But then I had negative tests on Sunday too, so. Oh god, now we know everyone has COVID.
It wasn't COVID. I had a flu, that's all I did, but you know, it almost seems sus. That's the only issue.
You just suspect when the fuck everybody's having COVID and having flu.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it doesn't come out a good time, so it doesn't give me good credibility. Like, I had to submit 3 negative tests actually
for work.
No, in general, like to show people, because I 2-3 for work, because they had 2 24 hours appointed after a couple of days, I did another one. But yeah, I had to submit like negative tests so that they would be like, oh yeah, you're fine. You're fine. And all's all good. But yeah, I was that Friday, I was all good, or I was starting to feel like kind of sick. And then the weekend, it was just rough. I had my hair all braided, and so that one was pulling on my brains. It was the first time I did braids too, bro.
Yo, we gotta show that picture though.
Bro, no, we
you
don't
see, now. Picture's coming, it's coming through.
We don't
we can't be roasting girls anymore. You know when they be banging their head, now bro, we understand.
That shit is hard, man. Girls are working hard, man. So, I was so impressed. I was talking to one of my female friends. I was like, man. Girls are working hard. Like, guys are not even as strong as you guys sometimes when it comes to a lot of things. Like, guys
everything,
are
everything, bro.
I got destroyed, bro.
Guys are not fucking strong.
Remember, you guys remember 2019 when I got my, like, extension hair? I pulled up in practice. I was hiding everything like a hat, a durag. You guys pulled the hat up. I had a durag on, yo. Like, I was prepared. And then a week after, I didn't have it. Bro, all the women in my life destroyed me. Like, man, you're so soft, this and this and this. Bro, the pain,
bro. Sleepless nights, not, two nights in a row I couldn't sleep.
Just pour water on your head. Pour water on your head.
Bro, it's gonna destroy,
doesn't help.
It doesn't help, but it also is going to help destroy the braids even faster.
Yeah, you're not supposed to like wash it when you get it done
constantly. So, yeah
man, it was rough, bro.
It was rough.
I have respect for the ladies.
I have respect for Paul.
Respect for the ladies,
because he was the first person to do it too, you know. I didn't know what Paul was going through, because I was
had
like,
to pave the way.
I was like, Paul, why are you bitching out after like 3 days, man? Why did you just take it all off? I was like, it looked nice. It wasn't that bad. Like, why are you taking it off? And then I did mine, and in 2 days, bro, I was tugging, I was pulling the shit out myself. I was really trying to force the thing to come off myself. By like 5 or 4 days, the thing was already messy on my head. I was like, fuck this, everything's gonna go now.
Did you get yourself?
I started taking it on myself, and then I got help. But
you didn't have extension, right?
No, I didn't. It was just my actual hair.
So you were lucky. I had extension.
Why did
I
have cornrows? How did you get
my hair? I got extension.
Your hair is not long enough. You can add.
It was long enough, but I wanted thick. My hair wasn't long enough to get like really thick. I think it was in July or something.
Damn.
I had extensions, right? The lady like pulled
your brains out.
The back of my hair, like at the back of my neck,
bro.
The hair that was there, she pulled it.
Nothing was there.
When I looked down,
I can't, bro. I couldn't look side to side. I couldn't look down. I couldn't look up. I was stuck like this, bro.
Bro, I had to force it, because me, I was like, I needed my full range of motion, because I had to drive home.
Practice.
So I was.
Can't shoulder check.
Yeah.
Bro, I was literally like, they can't see me in the video, but like, oh no.
I pulled my neck muscle, bro. Looking down.
No, bro. I think it was the third night I slept. And like the next day I was complaining to my friend that my whole neck here, I had a big headache, but the whole neck here, I was stuck like this. Because I had fucked up my neck.
I was paralyzed.
I fucked up my neck, sleeping weird, facing one way. And I was just like, this shit is more pain than it's worth it. It's not. It's just like the risk reward is not. It looked nice, but the pain that came with it, I just don't think it was worth it.
For the boys out there, man, if you're thinking of doing braids,
it's for the brave.
Bro, I hope you're ready for it. I got to say, if you're getting locks, it's not really painful. It will hurt the first nights or two, and after that, it's not. But cornrows, that's the next level of pain. Mine was so painful to the point where, you know how I had extension? I pulled my whole like one extension all the way out in the middle of the night. That's how much it was hurting.
Wow.
I ended up pulling the extension out without feeling it, because I was so used to the pain.
Wow.
And then I walked in the bathroom, like the middle of my head, it was like, I had an antenna from the front to the back, bro. And then when I looked at it, I was just
tugging on my actual hair, pulling on nothing. And I was just forcing it back. I was just yanking it out. Like, I was
very. For me, I have to give you respect, though. You survived.
It's only a week, man.
You know what I'm saying? My goal when I had the corner was like, I just need to survive longer than I did the past. The previous time, I went 4 days. That time I went 5 days. You know, I was like, okay, we good. I took it out, bro. But it is painful. So any guys that's you know, y'all see us rocking nice hair and all that stuff, you think I wanna do it, but you don't like pain.
Stick to your fate.
Bro, stick to your
fucking fate. Stick to
my
be like Bested. Just stay where you are.
Shove, you can always twist your hair with the
if I go cornrows, like I'll have no hairline in 2 years. Let's be entirely respectful to my head.
We're gonna talk about I think sometime in January, early part of January, we had one of our friends' moms. She had her birthday party. You know, Vestin. It's fun, right?
You guys, I wasn't invited, so we ain't talking about that. We're not going to talk about that next.
Next. All right. Let's talk about AFCON then. Vestin, you're talking about, you're telling me about something. What happened in the game?
Okay, the Tunisia Mali game today.
If we're about to talk about the African Cup 2, Congo's not in there, so we ain't talking about that.
No. This one is different.
This one was drama, bro. It's drama.
The Tunisia Mali game today. I mean, it was, to everybody, it was beautiful, but it was fun and joking shifts. To me, I was like, I gotta defend the guy somehow. Like, the guy, for context, the referee called the game. It's a 90 minute game. Referee ended the game at 85 minutes.
Hey!
Only in Africa, bro.
Only in Africa, bro. Why?
Referee's like, I hold the power. You know what? I want you guys to win. Let's end it here.
When they tied it, oh, what was the score? Who?
Mali was winning Tunisia 1-0.
Shit.
Then, because, for context, Cameroon is very hot at this time of the season, at this time of the year. So the referee stopped the game 5 minutes, like early in the match, at around 6-something minutes, for a 5 minute water break. But he didn't stop his wristwatch on his hand. When they came back from the water break, time just kept running and stuff. So when he got to 85 minutes, which is meant to be 90, time just, like, that's the end of 90 minutes for him.
Okay.
So he stopped the game. And then everyone protested. He's like, okay, yeah, sure. They went back to keep playing the game.
Hey.
1 minute into the game, after 86 minutes,
it blew the game.
El Bilal Touré fouls somebody, gets a red card by the ref. Now, VAR says that is not a red card. Everybody, the whole stadium, says it's not a red card. Everybody watching the game knows it's not a red card.
But the referee says, like, no, I have the power.
Ref overthrows VAR rule and stands as a red. So it's 6 minutes, ref goes out. It's 9 minutes, ref ends the game again. Not even 90, 89. 89 minutes. Game goes on. Game gets to, and then it goes to, and then it goes to post-match conference. In post-match conference, CAF officials come to the coach, like when the Malian coach was doing his interviews, and he tells him that they have to start the game playing in the next 1 minute, the last 3 minutes of the game. So the Malian team go out, the Tunisia team soon they're not coming out because they're really losing. What's the point of coming out for 3 minutes? In protest, they didn't come out. So that's it, the game was over. They just stood there for 3 minutes, and that was at the end of the game. But kudos to Mali, they didn't try to score though, because they know that's stupidity. We're trying to score, we're trying to capitalize and score like 7 singles. It makes no sense whatsoever. Because
what was the score at the end?
It was still 1-0. Okay, but there's one thing with the AFCON this year, the highest goal in the game has been 1. Like, it's either 0 or 1. Like, every game, Egypt or Nigeria, 1-0, this one, 1-0, 1-0.
How did that game go? I came when the game was like 87 minutes. I forgot. I slept past the time of the game.
The game was good. But Nigeria just messed up because the wingers were just not passing the ball. Like, just the next one just dribble and just gives the ball to the goalkeeper. Just doesn't shoot, just shoots the ball straight. Like, they had the opportunity to just pass the ball, but everyone's trying to score, which is a problem, which is a very big problem.
Which is an African thing.
Oh, wait.
Everybody wants to be
Everybody wants to be the person that scored.
Everybody wants to be the next Ahmed Musa.
Yeah, that's why you have, like, in that game, you have like 10 shots, like 10 or 10 something shots on target, but just one goal.
I have a question. Like, I'm just looking at y'all here. That to me, you guys are crazy. To me, you guys are crazy. Well, in my perspective, like, I look at people that like to watch sports. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I try to understand how they and why they and enjoy what they see. Me, it's like, I'm looking at a soccer. I'm sitting watching TV. People are just passing the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's like, action.
Because
are you
watching the ball or watching the players? Are you watching the ball or watching
I'm watching what's on the TV. You know what I'm saying?
He's watching TV, bro. Leave him alone. What kind of question is that?
You're watching what the
when the camera
the ball is going, you're seeing all, there's a guy open there and you're sitting, he's like, yo, pass. He ended up passing the other way. And then you go mad, you go crazy for soccer player. Basketball, I feel like basketball is a little more entertaining, in my personal opinion.
It's faster.
And then football, it's like, they stop every play.
Football.
So it's like, for me, it's like, I can't watch. I love to play football. You know what I'm saying? I love to play the sport, but just sitting down and watching it, to me, I don't understand it. So people that watch it, like, respectfully.
People that watch 4 hours of football. Y'all crazy. I hate ads, that way. Like, when, like, you know, this cut off ads happen, I hate ads.
Movies, yeah.
I hate ads. So, like, a whole game where, like, 30 minutes of the game is basically ads. And it's 4 hours. So that 4 hours, I watch a football game. The last time I watched a Super Bowl was probably 2016. That was last time.
It was not 4 hours.
No, the last time watched the Super Bowl game.
I think it's 3.
Oh, if you watch Super Bowl game, they have like the opening big ceremony ads, that takes like a whole hour.
The last time I watched the Super Bowl game was like, that's when my kid about the Super Bowl game was 2016. And that's it. I don't think I'm gonna. I don't know. I don't. Football is not my F1. I don't care much about football.
No, for me, it's not even. It's even football. Like, y'all know how much I love football, but you'll never catch me sitting down and like watching the game.
Oh,
I will watch highlights. You know,
I can watch a Manchester soccer game if I have exam in the next minute. I'll still watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all different though.
Me too.
This is why every time y'all start talking about soccer, I'm like, damn, here we go again.
That's
I'm
why just gonna I get. I guess why I get angry y'all. Because I spent 2 hours watching the stupid ass Manchester United play and disappoint me every single day.
Miracle, don't worry, your team is disappointed already. Don't need to stress yourself.
I don't know. It's hard. Some days you just hope. Like, you're like, okay, we're playing Aston Villa, we're playing Wolves, we're playing Burnley, we're playing Crystal Palace, like we're playing Newcastle. We're not even playing like the Liverpools that we expect to lose to.
Five of those teams are called with gold except Newcastle. So,
well, I'm just saying, like, most of these teams are not. Yeah, but mind you, drew with all five of those teams or lost.
Okay, Newcastle is really shit. But you guys drew into Newcastle's testament to how bad you are.
Like, it's just unstable. The team is just so unstable sometimes. Like, they're good. Against Burnley, we're so fire. And then against like Newcastle, were just absolute trash for 45 minutes.
Sam burnt out.
And it gets to me. Like, it ruins my day. Like, I need to watch a Warriors game to offset the Man U game. That's how it is.
Imagine.
That makes no sense.
I need to watch the Warriors game to uplift my spirit.
The Warriors game will make him happy.
Because the Warriors don't always lose. But sometimes Steph has been messing up lately. Steph, if you're listening to this podcast, you need to step your shit up. I'm not impressed. I know you're a great player, but come on, please. I expect a little bit more from you. I know you're human. I forget that sometimes, but like, come on. You gotta do better. I hate watching like football and NBA, like you said, because of, I don't like watching YouTube videos. Like, I don't want to be watching my video and it starts with an ad, middle ad, end ad, you know?
You watch the games on YouTube?
No, I don't like my games looking like I'm watching a YouTube video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So I like football, those things, like golf. Like, if they have to stop in between them, they don't get me too excited.
The game I don't think I ever see that in my life and put on TV is baseball. Baseball is a very simple sport to understand, but you see the time it takes to win a baseball game? I can have 2 naps in that time. It's that's supreme. Half my sleep time. Like, it's 4 hours for a whole baseball game.
It's supremely long. That is true.
People that enjoy baseball, I don't understand. I mean, if you
and to me, they do a lot of walking too. A lot more walking than running sometimes. They're just chilling there, waiting between like exchanges.
You guys
and
are
shit.
Making me laugh.
I'm just like, what is all this?
Isn't just like you toss the ball once. I mean, you throw the ball. And
pretty
that's
hard,
it. And that's
like
it.
Really hard.
Just, yeah,
you turn like really hard.
Like 100 plus miles per
that's
hour.
The thing. Mm. That's the only part of your body you need. Just that's it.
And you gotta run and catch the ball, bro. You know how hard, bro. Do you know how hard it is to catch that ball?
It's actually not.
Oh, it's not. I know it's not easy. See,
we played baseball.
See,
in high school.
I'm not discounting the difficulty or easiness of the sport. I'm just saying it's too fucking long. You can shorten it down. Like,
I was honestly just trying to start beef, but I'm on his side because this year I had the chance to like go watch a baseball game, and I pulled every excuse in the book to walk out of it. It was for work. I pulled every like, I got to work, and they're like, "Yo, Paul, you got to take the guys to go watch a baseball game." And I was like, "Excuse, so you say what?" And I was like, "Do you need to be vaccinated?" They're like, "Yeah." I don't have my vaccine yet. Like, obviously, if for work, I have to go. But baseball, it's like, it's a no. By the time, I didn't have my vaccine for real. So I was lucky. If I had it, I had to go watch. And I know myself, I will sleep in the game. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. Anyways, we don't want to talk too much about sports, you know? It's 2022.
Yo, why not? This is I'm putting
talking
about sports.
Listen, hey, I don't watch sports, so you guys have
that's your problem.
You guys have had your time.
That's a personal problem if you don't watch sports.
Yeah, I don't watch it, so let's move on. You had plenty of time to talk. This man was ranting about Steph Curry. You rant about what team was playing, Ghana?
Mali. I'm actually a supporter of Mali, actually, because I like their team with Musa Janepo and... They have
Musa Janepo,
they have Bissouma,
Amodu Haidara. Haidara from
Leipzig.
From,
they have Bissouma from Brighton. Yeah. They actually have a good team.
Wow, it's not bad.
They could do something. And they have two Adama Traore.
They have players that I want on Man U.
They have two Adama Traore. If they had the Adama Traore that plays for Wolves, they would have like three.
That one tried to play for, was it Portugal?
He's actually for, he's born in Mali, but he plays for Spain.
Bro, I thought we were done with this, man. What the hell?
Sorry. We digress.
We're done. Thank you.
You know, what I was going to say is it's 2022.
Bro,
you know,
sorry. I was just going to say one thing. I watched Spider-Man finally.
Spider-Man 3?
Just going to let you guys
know. I still haven't watched it, so don't even go there either.
I watched Spider-Man. And then from there, what I'm going to spoil it, but from then on, I went to go watch The Matrix. Guy.
What the fuck, bro?
The Matrix is out?
The Matrix, yeah.
The new one?
The part four.
I don't think I've seen all the Matrix.
It's so fucking confusing, bro. I was in there for like half an hour, 45 minutes, and I was so confused. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because you haven't watched the first two?
I've watched them, but it was so long ago. You know, they've been out, like, it came out so long ago.
I tried to watch them this summer. I fell asleep each time. And I was like, you know what?
It's because the Matrix, you know what?
It's a whole concept.
It's on its own. So, break up. Okay, so this is the second segment. You're back from the breakup. I mean, we've made up. So we're back. Oh, fuck. I don't know where it was. So we're back.
Are you doing the back or am I doing the back?
He's literally done it. He said it was a breakup. We're back from the breakup, so we've made up.
Man, so who did you break up with?
This guy's just so sauce constantly.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of that entanglement.
Anyway, this year, 2022... Or I don't know.
Paul is gonna ask us a question.
Okay, no, just
I'm just looking at this guy. I'm like, what are you doing?
I have no clue what I'm doing. I have an idea, but I have to get. Okay, when you have a goal, but then you don't have to get to the good.
Yes, that's almost all our goals. It's okay.
Anyways, I hear you. Okay, mm-hmm. Allow me to
enjoy yourself.
Put you on the right lane. There you go. But anyways, I did have a question, but you guys didn't let me ask it before the break.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So allow me to do it now. And then we can hop on whatever. My initial question was it's 2022, you know, January, everybody has like New Year resolution. And let's be real, a lot of people don't really finish their New Year resolution. So I was going to ask you guys, what do you think, something that when you set out goals, what do you struggle the most?
One thing I'm going to say
about it, mm-hmm.
before you even finish what you have to say.
I know.
I don't want to hear people telling me about their New Year resolution. I want to be in the gym more. I'm tired of hearing that shit, bro. All the people that want to be in the gym more, all the people that want to go out for a walk more, please. Just
miracle. You should not shit on people's ideas.
Best thing, if they said they want to do it more this year, it means they probably had the same idea last year. And so, it didn't happen.
So they try again.
No. Your issue is different. My issue is why did you wait till January 1st to start? Why can't you start December 27th?
Easy. Me too.
Start doing it just something. When you think about it, why don't you start at that point? Because
I have my Bible app that I usually go on, and they always give us a streak every day. That streak kind of motivates you to want to go on the Bible app every day and stuff like that.
No, actually, doesn't for me anymore.
It doesn't for you anymore? Chai, yeah, that's tough.
I feel like it's getting worse. I need Jesus more.
You're going off the rails, bro. You're losing track.
I'm losing. Very
but
much.
Either ways, before I used to like, after I lose it, and then I'll be like, let me wait till the next year and I'll start it again. Then eventually I was like, why don't I just start it so that when I get to January, I've already gotten a head start on the year. So instead of being on 1 in January 1, I'm going to be on like maybe 10 or 11 in January 1. So I'm building it more. And so from then on, I just stopped like that. I've stopped, per se, the traditional New Year's resolution for myself. Like every time I'm working towards a goal.
Miracle. I have a question. You do know I was talking to like the public in general, not just you. You know, why you gotta be all about me?
What do you mean?
Sorry.
But when I asked the question, I was asking like, you know, to our listeners too. But Mirko's like, I don't do New Year resolution. It's cool if you don't do it, bro. We got people listening to you.
I do have goals, though.
Okay.
And I'll get to that.
Anyways, it doesn't have to be a New Year resolution. What is something that you struggle with when you make your goals?
You didn't let me finish what I was saying. Mm. I said, I am somewhat of a free spirit to an extent, mm-hmm. like to the extent that I would say that I don't usually have strict boundaries for myself and say that this is what I have to do within this amount of time, because I've noticed that whenever I've given myself those limits or those time limits, I don't always hit those standards, and that makes me feel like somewhat inefficient in myself. That makes me doubt myself, and that makes me like question myself, and that puts me down and shit mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. and I don't like that personally, mm-hmm. so I'm the kind of person that likes to work day by day towards my goals. So if my goal was to get stronger, you know, every day I'm in the gym, I'm counting it out towards my strength, towards getting stronger. And I'm not the kind of I'm not always like too big on D. Like I know some people are good on like the details and getting stuff, but I'm not too big on the details on how I get there. But I know I'm working towards it. I don't know. Maybe mine is more subconscious. Like I'm subconsciously working towards my goals.
No, it makes sense what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was also saying like I don't usually have like big New Year goals. That's not been a thing I usually do per se.
Do you have long-term goals and short-term goals?
Yeah, I do. Most of the time I do have. For me now, my biggest long-term goal is to see where my life develops right now, to see where I go, like where my path is for myself right now. Because like that's something that for me is the most uncertain thing in my life. That's it. Like I don't know where everything is going. The world is getting more crazy every day. We look outside, so like we don't know where things are going. So for me, I like the stability of I want to see where my life is taking me, and with that, I'm building up my shorter term goals. So right now, the things that are important to me in my life, so the podcast, you know, school, track, you know, relationships with people and stuff like that. Those are the things I'm focusing.
You mean person?
Best thing. Those are the things I'm focusing. Best thing. Those are the things I'm focusing on right now. Another one I was thinking of was sometime during last year. I was just thinking of like the YouTube channel Best and Spoke About. I actually wrote it down on my notes as something I wanted us to get into, because I told you when I was sick, I was just kind of just chilling and I was just on YouTube and I was just watching other podcasts and y'all was on YouTube and stuff. And I was just like, oh, that's like really cool and fun. And I think it's something that we should really, you know, find a way to integrate into podcast, because I think it'll be so much fun to watch all the shenanigans that go on in here. As much as they see us talking, they don't see all the hands we're throwing at each other and stuff.
So
YouTube was one I had for myself, and other social media for some reason. And also one of my biggest goals is to save up for myself
to buy a car.
Shut up, Beston. I never said what I'm saving up for, but I'm saving up for a few things in my life right now. And so I'm seeing where that is going. And I'm taking advantage of all those good loans. Thank you, governments. I appreciate you. I have taking advantage of my jobs too. Thank you, family.
I have something to explore and basically based on Paul's question, but this might be pessimistic, but have you guys had to look at like your life and start to look at your career of what you wanted to be when you were like maybe 15 years old? Of what you expect a university to be like, and especially how the world is. Not just university life, but just how the world is. Have you had to think about like maybe I might not become maybe that doctor, that engineer I planned to be when I was. You might not be like a full-time doctor, stuff like that. Have you tend to, because I feel like as we move closer to a world whereby different careers are getting created every single second. Like a few years ago, there wasn't, and actually, like someone cannot like write on a resume that I'm a freaking YouTuber. But now that is like not YouTuber, a Twitch streamer, or a TikTok star. Influencer. Like a TikTok star is the kind of we put on a resume with confidence, which shocks me. But it's the world we live in. Whether you hate it or not, or you dislike it, it's the world we live in. So what more opportunities like do you see is gonna happen and gonna affect like what we have today?
Oh, I'm not really seeing it from your perspective, but I get what halfway through that I was with you. So I was with you up to the part where you were talking about like what you were speaking about, you know, how I saw things from 15-year-old me. The eyes of that 15-year-old me saw high school as a big deal. That 15-year-old me saw university as like this big place where I'll go in and I'll find this big clique. And this, what is that shit they do in America? It's a sorority? Fucking frat house and sororities and shit like that. You know,
fraternity
and,
isn't correct.
Yeah, right. Frat's the right one, right?
Yeah, frats.
And I'll be into like shit like that and stupid shits. And I'd just be, and now I'm here and life is more realistic as I grow up, you know? So, you know, sometimes my parents still ask me every once in a while, like, do you still want to be that doctor you've been saying you wanted to be? Do you still want to be that thing you've been saying you wanted to be? Do you still want to follow that path you've been saying you want to follow? And my answer is still yes. I still want to follow that path, but I also still want to see where everything else takes me. I want to see where social media takes me. I want to see where sports takes me. And just like we said on one of the previous episodes, like if you're doing many things in life right now, you're at a good point. If you're sticking to one direct path, it's a good thing. It's good to be focused and laser focused in life, but with the way the world is going, it's much more difficult, I feel. It's risky, should I say, not difficult. Because it could be high reward, high risk. Yeah, it could be good for you. If it works out well, it's amazing. But if it doesn't, you're going to be falling down real hard. So like right now, I think the people that are counted as more valuable in the world are people who are diverse, who can do a lot of things.
Not just diverse, it's just, I think, I was talking, listening to listen to Kevin O'Leary. Not a good point, but no. What he said was that he's had people in his company who doesn't want to come back. It doesn't fit their style anymore. There's some guy who's like, I'd rather work on the farm and just have internet from my farm. Might as well just work from there. There's no point actually coming to a big building in the office. Because I grew up like seeing my dad in the office, and I wanted to be in the office, like have that kind of job, just be in the office 24/7. I enjoyed that office because every time I loved going to my dad's office as a kid, but now it doesn't seem like it's gonna ever be possible. I don't see it as a viable position of me possible. But I also, because I was a home a lot as a kid, I also don't like being at home. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do I build my own personal office?
Where can you be?
Where do I fit in per se? Because I know where I fit in this world. Is like, what does it look like to me? Like, do I have a home office that is completely separate from my house? Like, do I go rent out like a one bedroom apartment or a bachelor apartment just for work? Or what does that look like now?
But what does work even look like in general? Is the question too.
No,
like, where does work go to now?
Because I feel like we are walking into like a world whereby we have universities going through online, and we don't like it. Like, I've not seen a person who likes online school. Like,
you'd be shocked. Some people like it.
Yeah, might.
They are not very sound people. I think they're really, really weird people, but it's okay. It's their choice.
It's okay. So you've come to a situation whereby you have to do maybe online school via your phone, your laptop. And at some point, I feel like some hate is going to be developed towards these devices. I don't think we're going to like it using these devices. No matter how much devices playing or servers, at some point, I feel like I'm going to hate it. Because at some point, if I use my phone for like a year or so, I start hating my phone. Like, I start like tossing my phone. Like, honestly, like sometimes, if you notice sometimes, like, I've already broken my screen now because 6 months, I don't give a shit about this phone right now. I'm tossing it because I hate using it because I feel like I'm getting addicted. I use it way too much. So I'm like, how do I damage this shit? But I can't take a hammer to it because I have to pick phone calls from it. Like, if I had the choice, I'd probably go pick up a flip phone, but I won't because I still like my Snapchat. But it's just most of the things I bought about choices and the things we make. And I feel like maybe in 10 years, I probably hate using a laptop. I probably go to like a desktop or something because moving around with your laptop and just like doing work on the bus or doing work or wherever on the train and stuff seems like something I will hate very soon. And it seems like something that will happen to us very soon. But I feel like we've been too pessimistic about the future that's really ruined by COVID. But anyway.
That's a simple question Paul asked us. Like, how do we feel about goals? And we just digressed. And Paul just stopped paying attention to us.
Honestly, I'm just looking at you guys and I'm like, you guys have a hard time following a script, which is always funny because this guy,
he's always trying to build a script.
He's the one that was like, yo, we need to start doing it, because out of the past 3 podcasts I've done notes and we were not even close to following the notes. So when you guys went off, I just was like, you know what,
you know, that's what
I didn't want to interrupt you guys, but in my head I'm like, what, I sit down for like 20 minutes thinking of like how this episode is gonna go? Because who said this? Somebody said earlier that he's a free spirit.
Miracle's a free spirit.
I want you guys to explore your free spirit. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, it's like my mom says a lot that I'm not flexible. It's just like, it's not that I'm not flexible. I don't like, if I make a plan and it's not going the way I plan, it's like fuck, I have to change it. And my head is like, man, I already include all this energy to like plan this, and if I have to change it, it's like, man, how was it time? That's how I felt earlier. Yeah, I spent 30 minutes before coming here making the plan. These guys are not following, which is obviously okay. That's honestly, to be honest, that's one of the goals that I actually had this year, to be a little more flexible.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like, it really puts me outside my comfort zone. I hate it, but I need to be a lot outside my comfort zone, because I think, like you mentioned, ever since COVID started, if best I know how I was when we first met, I hated being comfortable. Like, being in a comfort zone, I hated that stuff. I used to like just go around and talk to random people because it was cringe. It was like, it was uncomfortable. So like, COVID started and it's like, I'm stuck at home. And then when I go outside, it's like, man, I'd rather be at home sleeping now. You know, so I've been in my comfort zone too much that I've been, one of my goals is just like to get outside the comfort zone. So the initial question was like, what do we normally struggle with when it's come to like making goals and stuff. Mm. But Mirko had like good points earlier on. He was talking about like how he views his goals and so on. That's one thing I wanted to like get into. It's like how to set good goals and kind of stick to it. One of the main thing that you did say is for you, you don't focus, you don't put a time limit on your goal, which is really good. I think
could also be bad too.
No, like to you, I understand why you do it because I kind of see it that way, but I do put a like somewhat of a time limit. The reason you said that you don't do it is because it kind of gives you like some sort of pressure, and then when you don't accomplish it, you beat yourself about it. For me, I do put the time limit, but I also forget about the goal. That's one of the things that I learned in 2021. You guys know how usually we're like, I make crazy goals.
Every weekend that Paul's got a new plan.
I make crazy ass goals, which I never accomplished it. And I started looking.
I have a question for you. Did you ever think you were getting close to accomplishing it?
Yeah, I was getting close, but it was just the goal was crazy.
4 a.m.
But in
wake up at 4 a.m.
In a weird way.
Not sustainable, bro.
That might sound crazy, but in a weird way, that actually sounds good.
Because, no, it's good.
If for some people, I tell them like one of my kids I was working with, I give him advice is that what you can do right now is aim for the stars instead of the clouds.
No, it is good. I'm not saying don't do it. I still do crazy goals. Like I feel like keep
the crazy goals.
Have you guys seen my phone? This is my new goal. What I haven't started one? Because I was out of commission for 2 weeks.
What was
I had a 100 day challenge.
For
you guys, you may not do it. I really want to do
Let me join you. Tell me what it is after.
It's going to like build some. I struggle a lot with discipline. I think this will be good for me to build a discipline. But we can read that after the podcast for sure. But I don't disagree about the part where you need to like set big goals. I think it's good. But what I was going to say, I was going to get to the next part. Like Gio would say, you did an outcome goal and a process goal. Your outcome goal is like, that's your big, big goal, which... The reason people fail with a lot of their goals is they focus too much on the big goal. And a lot of time, if you look at your big goal, sometimes it can be a little intimidating. You know, you're like, let's say, what is it? Whichever goal you have, let's say I want to pull up and run a six.
No, use mine. Like, let's say you want to save up like 5K.
Okay, you want to save up 5K and you're living my 2019 lifestyle, you know?
Living on the edge.
For those of you guys that don't know, bro, I used to like...
2019 Paul was not safe.
You know, I had to eat good at school. You know what I mean? I had to
take the girls out. They had to take care of himself.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't take girls out. I don't know why.
Sorry. My fault. He had to take care of himself.
I had to take care of myself because I love myself. Anywho, if that's your goal and that's how you're living, obviously, you'll still have the goal. But like every time you're spending money, it's gonna keep breaking your heart. It's like, damn, I want to save 5K, but I'm out here spending like $100 every month on food. Actually, it was every week on food. So the second part of this that I actually finally learned this in 2020, I knew it but I never applied it. So I applied it and I was like, damn, this shit works, is that you once you make the big goal, like Besson said, it's okay to put a time limit on it. And then once you have that, you now need to focus on your, what G likes to call, process goal. I just call them habits of like, you need to start building habits to get to that point. If you're going to save up 5K, you got to start looking how much money you're spending in a week. And then you got to cut out every habit that are not serving that goal. And then replace them with good habits. Easy goals like in a week, let's say you buy coffee like every day, you know, maybe buy like 3 times a week, and then coffee is like, it's not a lot of money.
Make it yourself.
Make a coffee yourself or buy a coffee maker is good for like a lot the long run. And then start making the coffee yourself, and the extra cash that you use to spend to buy coffee, you use it to start saving, a situation like that. So like once you have that big goal, in my head, I don't care about it anymore. It's like I'll come back to it after every like month or so, just to see if, to check in if I'm still going towards that goal. But once you have a big goal and then you have your process goals, for me, what I did with this is like I pick easy goals that will be easier to accomplish. And I'm calling those confidence builder, because every time you accomplish it, you accomplish that, it gives you a boost of confidence. You're like, shit, I did this. Let me do the next thing. And then you accomplish that. Okay, I can do this. Let me do the next thing.
You mean process goals, right?
Process goal, yeah. I feel like when I call them goals, it's like,
yeah, I feel like big goals,
it make it a little bigger than what it is. It's just little habits.
Me
you
too.
Know?
That's how I think about it.
Just little habits. Like for me,
just call it a step. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little steps. You know?
Can I interrupt you for a second? Mm-hmm. You can come back talking about. Yeah. I just want to say one thing.
No, you won't. Because there's no time for that.
No. Listen, just give us like a little bit more time. It's one of those days. Yes, the first day of the month.
It's one of those days. Let's go.
But like the first time I was thinking about, like, the more you're speaking, the more I'm understanding where you're coming from, and mm-hmm. I'm making sense of it. Because I don't like to think big like that, mm-hmm. you know? But if I think about it, I'm always telling Besson about habits I like to set for myself, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm always telling you guys about habits I like to set, like, every night before, like, two or three years ago. Mm-hmm. Sorry to the girls that listen to this. Oh, I've ever kissed me. But like, 2 or 3 years ago, like, morning and night, I don't brush my teeth. I only brush once a day.
Because I go down brushing in the morning, and you brush them every day.
Besson,
and the chew gum, I come to you. Besson, you won't know.
Don't worry about it. That's not, I don't really know that. But all I know is that it was not a big habit I had, I would say, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But when I went to a camp, you know, I was able to develop this habit where, like, every night I take care of kids. So, you know, we encourage kids to brush twice a day to have good gums for when they grow older. Because lots of them end up having bad habits and kill themselves, you know. But, you know, so to encourage them to brush their teeth, I have to do it too, because I lead by example as your leader. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And then I was like, oh, wow, it's actually a good thing. Because, like, I noticed that I'd wake up in the morning, like, my mouth feels so much better. I'd wake up, I would go brush again. But, you know, it was a good habit I built. So I was like, okay, sure. Why don't I just keep doing this, you know? And slowly with that, I was able to, like, have, you know, that and take that from there and slowly move it into my actual life. And from then on at home, I was brushing every day, mm-hmm. like every morning and night. And I had not even noticed it because it slowly become a habit. And I wasn't thinking about that, you know, mm-hmm. that wasn't like a goal I set mm-hmm. to not be more hygienic or whatever. Mm-hmm. But slowly from there, I was able to incorporate, okay, while I'm brushing my teeth, why don't I just read my Bible? Mm-hmm. While I'm reading my Bible, why don't I just stretch before I go to bed? You know, mm-hmm. slowly like this, I begin to incorporate small and small good habits. And like you said, they're confidence boosters, because you finish those and you're like, wow, I really just finished this. Yeah, it took 30 minutes, maybe it took maybe 40, maybe some days less, some days more. Some days I don't feel like brushing and flossing. Mm-hmm. Some days I just brush. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm like, okay, I'll brush and floss today. I have mm-hmm. more time. I feel like it. Mm-hmm. And I read my Bible. Maybe I read a little bit longer, stretch a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then sometimes it comes to the point where sometimes even though those goals just slump back, and maybe there was a week or so, like when I think it was sometime during the COVID when we didn't have like school. Mm-hmm. I think school just stopped. But you know, at that point I had stopped everything I was doing in my life. My life had just been like paused. I wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. So I slumped and I stopped reading my Bible. I stopped stretching and I stopped brushing my teeth at night. And then after a week or so, I was like, what the fuck is happening again? We're slumping back and building bad habits. So let's slowly start to build this back up again. Mm-hmm. And slowly, you know, I started with just brushing my teeth again. You know, I had to go back to the basics and start from the beginning again. And that's what some people don't understand about those kind of goals. Those goals work, they usually work with fading. So when you get to a certain stage, you move to another stage. You move to a little bit more difficult stuff. But when you feel at that stage, you got to go back and start again. But people want to start from that complex stage where they're already at and they're failed from, and keep trying to force it there and force yourself to stay in that stage. And that's where things become more difficult, I feel.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Welcome back to what you're saying, sorry. I'll continue to where you left off, because we got to the failure part. So, although I just have to just come back a little bit, insist on like why the reason why I'm saying people, for you it's different, but a lot of people I do recommend to have like that big goal, is because when you have a goal, it's like, to me it's a direction. Mm-hmm. Even you can create habits, but like you're trying to get to a certain place in life, so you need to know where you're going to build the habits that's going to serve you to get to that point. That's the reason why you need to have those goals and just check in every few weeks, months to see if you're still going that way. And then once you have those habits, you start doing them, building up your confidence, so on. As you mentioned, life is very unpredictable. You can get sick, this and this and this and this, and then you end up failing. Which, if you're anything like me, you're going to beat up yourself about it. Oh,
about failing?
Mm-hmm. Failing. Like, if you... Me, for me, at the end of the year, that's when...
Everybody said if you failed, you tried.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was gonna do it, but you don't.
For
have
someone that
time.
Says to beat yourself up, you really do set crazy goals. Then
I think that's the thing, because the goals are so high that you beat yourself up. You beat yourself up for not getting.
No, it's okay.
We were having goals,
which is
like,
a good thing. And And what I'll come into that is, there's one thing I was learning almost at the end of last year, which is self-compassion, which is why I said that I'm not a fan of like New Year's resolution, because if you have something you want to work on, start working on immediately. Don't wait for a new month or a new year, a new week. Start that hour. So one of the things I was working on last year was mostly self-compassion, because last year I was going through like a lot of things. I was having like little nagging injuries, and I felt like I started blaming myself for it, because the first injury was me going to play soccer on a day that was cold. On my fault completely, I didn't stretch. So that statement from like my fault already, I'm like, It's creating blame, it's creating like everything's my fault. Even like a few months later, it's like, you don't let your body naturally heal, try to push yourself into it. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting yourself injured. All those things are just happening. Now just imagine you're screaming at somebody for a long time. The person's gonna go way down. Just imagine that to yourself. And that was how I felt. It was like me talking to myself a lot, but negatively. So it's like that impact of that is like being compassionate to yourself. Even when you fail, like I failed because I got myself injured then because I tried to run. Like just imagine I quit track because I was that, because it could be that bad, but I'm still here. I'm gonna run next week. See you guys.
Yeah. Me, I like that point, but for me, it's I have a little different relationship with myself. It's not the fact that like I'm not compassionate about myself. I do make big goals, and a lot of time I don't achieve it. Some of them, you know, This year I did achieve 90% of my goal, and I'm very proud about it. Mm-hmm. But in the past, those 10% that I did not achieve, that will eat me alive. But one thing I do for myself is I usually tell myself the truth. If I was lazy the whole year, I will feel bad because I was lazy, you know. But to me, that's the process of me just processing my stuff, and when I feel like when I beat myself about something, it helps me understanding why I fail at something. Like it gets me to thinking like, okay, you didn't reach those goals. Why was it? Mm-hmm. And then once you look and understand why you failed at that, you make better plan, which will help you to succeed. And then the last point I wanted to say, every time you reach a goal, a milestone, you got to take time and celebrate that shit.
Celebrate your small wins, man.
You got to celebrate your small wins, because
celebrate the one play, the two play, the three plays.
What he said. Because life is short, man. You gotta, like, once you accomplish something, you gotta take, you know, if you want to take a shot or whatever you want to do, like if you gotta take a day off to recover and then do something with your friends, celebrate that and then get back to work and keep on going.
And I was gonna say one thing before we round up. Just like Paul has said, and just like Bastion said, you guys have made really good points, but one goal I forgot to mention I was thinking about is for people to be more, how do I say, more matured and grown up, and also more conscious in the way they think this year. I think it's a good thing for everyone in general in the world. If we could all, like, you know, be conscious of the actions we take, and if we can all, like, if we can put other people or put ourselves in other people's shoes and imagine how things would go if things went better sometimes, I think we'd all be able to make better decisions. We'll be able to set better goals for ourselves. We'll be able to make better plans for ourselves. We'll be able to not beat ourselves up, you know, be self-compassionate about ourselves and all these things. But we'll also be able to think forward into the future. Because sometimes the future is not always like, it's not set in stone. No, we know all this. We know the future is not set in stone. We know that the future is not set on a brick and it's not written down somewhere for us. We know there's only one person that has the plan of our life in his hands. It's up there.
Amen.
But we also know that subconsciously, what I personally believe is subconsciously we're working towards a goal. So if you don't set a goal for you, life will set a goal. If you don't set a goal for yourself, life will set a goal for you. So this year, even if you don't have any regular big goals for yourself, you know, choose to be more conscious of the things you do. Just be more conscious of the thoughts and actions you take. Because that just basically shows plain maturity. That just shows you're growing up in general. Birthdays are coming up soon.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I like that point.
Birthdays are coming up soon. Birthdays are coming up soon. People are adding years to their life. Days have gone by. It's already what? What day is it? Maybe 12, 15, 16. I don't know what it is. But either way, there's probably over 100,000 people that have already celebrated their birthdays and added another year to their lives. Like, what choices have they been making since the beginning of this year? I know, yours is coming.
Next month.
What are we going to do for your birthday on this episode?
On this episode?
I already got my own idea. I'm creative. You know that. I didn't know what I'm going to
do. Were you having like a monologue about ourselves?
Yeah.
I haven't started thinking about it.
Okay.
Because I don't like talking about
myself. You probably
myself.
Should.
You probably but don't should. Worry. Like,
if you want me to help you, like, you know, okay. how
I
we did
probably
Bestons,
need help with that.
We got you.
Yeah. Okay. So, this has been the first episode recorded in 2022 because Paul let us sleep. So,
it was me that let it slip.
It was you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Why is he cut? I'm just sitting here. I was about to throw my shoes, but I don't have shoes on. Yeah, and I don't got my pink socks today, so I like.
He's got his Drift Fits. He's got his Nikes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so thank you for joining us this week. Have an excellent week. Have an excellent year. Peace. You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.